Good morning, everybody. You hear me okay? Made it a little dark for you guys. Everything has a purpose and a meaning today, from the very clothes I'm wearing to the dimming of the lights, because we read from the Advent series, this is love came down, the light of the world into the darkness. And I want you to try and catch up on and pick out the little details of things that God has revealed to me, and he has poked and prodded at me hard this week, revealed a lot of things, hit a lot of raw nerves, but it was things that I needed to grow, to draw closer to him. And so today, we're going to expand on the reading. We're going to read John chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. That is going to be the quote-unquote meat of the sermon, but we're going to have other verses and other scripture throughout. So if you would stand for the reading of the word. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for your word, Lord Jesus, that you are the word, Lord, that you bring about life, Lord Jesus. We ask that you flood this place with your spirit, Lord Jesus. That you step me out of the way, and that your message, your word, comes across and resonates within your people. And we want to give you every ounce of honor and glory in that. It's in your precious name we pray. Amen. So to continue with the series, Love Came Down, today as we talk about the light that came down to save mankind, why he needed to come down, and what our response should be. How love came down and gave us hope. So let's just do a couple of quick question and answer responses, and then we'll expand on each of them. Why did we need him to come down and save us? He made us. He loves us. We needed him to. Why is he called the light? The light is the source of all things holy and good. The light exposes darkness and shows us the way. Why is he called the Word? The Word is life-giving, life-changing, and is the source. To realize we need a Savior, we must realize why we needed saving. These are some of the hard truths that God revealed to me. The world lives in darkness and sin. It is all around us. It is in us. That darkness within us will eventually come out and what we say, do, and act, if we let it. It will consume us. Anything that pulls us away from God is putting us in darkness and a path for life without Him. Romans 6:23 says that for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is a hard part for mankind to hear and realize. Not the second half of the verse, but the first. We don't have a problem when we talk about it when we're talking about others. And we point out others' sins. And sometimes we might do it out of puffiness. Might do it out of greed. Might do it out of guilt. Because we're trying to hide ourselves. Or simply the fact that we don't want to admit that that lives within us. Nobody wants to hear and to think that we are in the darkness. We are quick to point out others, and me even say we have sin in our lives, just as a blanket statement, because we were going to be part of the crowd. Yep, you have sin. I have sin too. I have sin. We all need the Savior. Yeah, that's true. But when we do actually come face to face with it, so to speak, what do we do? So, bear in mind, bear with me here. I got some illustrations, props. Pretty big light, isn't it? Bright, isn't it? I'll turn it off for you so it won't hurt you. It's a bright light. If we had all the lights turned off in this room, that would light up this whole room, wouldn't it? We would have no problem seeing, no problems getting around. We'd be able to see each other's faces, talk to each other. It'd be just as if the lights were right on. But what if I were to take the same light while all these lights were off, and I were going to pull it in the fellowship hall? Would you see it? Would it be impactful for you? Why? It's still on. It's still as bright as when it was shining in here. It's because it's tucked away. There are obstacles in the way to prevent us from seeing it. We are away from the source of light. Sin in our lives puts obstacles in the way of the light of Christ. It's still there. It's still within us. It still shines bright. But we're hiding and we're tucking away and we're putting things in path of the light, of the source. Christ came down, the light, to expose the darkness and to drive it away to give us a chance to be with Him. Let me show you something here. Some of you may have seen this. It's just a guy holding a match. It's just a bright match being lit. But do you notice something a little different about what's behind the match? What's on the wall? There's a shadow. But do you see the shadow of the flame? You see, the flame has no shadow because it's the source of the light. It has no darkness itself, but it exposes where darkness is. We needed Him to come down to save us, not only from the world, but more so from ourselves. Stop and think about that. We needed Christ to come down and save us from ourselves. That sometimes can be rough to hear. We think we are good people. And by probably certain people's standards, the world's standards, we are. Apart from Christ, though, are we really? In reality, we are all in need of the Savior. But now, the good news, the gospel. It tells us that He did indeed come down to save us, to give us hope, to provide a way, just not the way that we would expect it to. Not as a warrior with legions of angels behind him to clear all the darkness out of the world. That's what we picture. If somebody's going to come down and just cleanse the land, that's where we're just going to come down and boom, it's going to happen. But if he did that, we would not be here. So he came in the form of a little baby. One of the lessons that I learned was I sat there and I was reading the story of his birth. And a lot of times we talk about how Jesus started teaching in the temple and at 12, and then later on in his 30s, he preached and went around and grabbed the disciples. But actually, his very first lesson was the day he was born. His very first lesson to us was that he could have been born in a palace. He could have been born with the entire world watching. At the very least, he could have cleared out one of the rooms in the inn so he could be born in a nice, dry, warm room. But he didn't do that. He said, no, my people need the room. I will be born with the animals. He thought of us day one. He humbled himself and gave us a lesson in humility and love day one. Love came down to be in this world, but not of this world. To be sinless and yet take the sins of the world upon himself. Out of love, grace, and mercy, he gave us hope. He is the Word because the Word shows us that he has done what he has done and is willing to do for us. There is life in the Word. The Word is the light. Have you read the Word and it strikes you like you've been shocked by an outlet? Okay, just me? Okay, nobody's been shocked by an outlet. Okay, I'm just the bad electrician here. The revelation of His Word can strike you like a lightning bolt. It can change. One sentence, one word of His can be life-changing. Can reveal something in your life. Can show another layer of His love. His mercy that showers upon us. Not just that day when He was born. Not just that day when He died on the cross. Not just that day when He rose again. But still today. There is life in the Word. The Word is the light. The revelations of Him and who He is. And what He has done for us. The Word is the way, the truth, and the life. So if we read and believe in the Word, we accept that the light is in us. Ephesians 4:4 through 6 says, "There is one body and one Spirit. Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all." We have Christ in us. I listened to a gentleman talking about it. He was imagining, what was it like going to heaven and getting to see the great figures of the Bible, getting to see David and Moses and Noah, and to be able to go up to them and ask David, "What was it like when you faced that giant?" Or to go to Moses, "What was it like to walk through the sea when the waves are just up beside you?" And then God revealed to him, they're going to run up to you and ask you, "What was it like? What's it like to have the living God inside of you?" They didn't have that. We do. The living God is within us right now. Puts things in perspective, doesn't it? So what should our response be to that? To praise Him, to give Him all the glory, to worship Him, and spread the light to the rest of the world that is in darkness. Ephesians 5:19 and 20 says, "Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." We are in response to who Christ is to give thanks and to sing His praises for everything. In His name, give Him all the glory. To praise His name is not something that we should be taking for granted. To worship Him is a gift. We should also spread the good news to all who hear. To show the light and to share the Word. The light that is within us should not be hidden or covered up. Christ Himself said this in Matthew 5:14 through 16. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. nor do the people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. How much do you let your light shine in your day-to-day lives? Now, let's take the rose-colored glasses off of ourselves. We like to think that we shine the light every single day. Everybody who knows me knows I'm a Christian. Everybody knows me knows that I follow God. But do you show it? Do you portray that through your words? I heard someone say this week that they were thankful for God for looking beyond their attitude. That one struck a chord. I ain't gonna lie, that one struck a chord. Because how many times has our very attitude dictated our lives? How many times has our attitude influenced how we talked, how we acted? How are you at shining the light when you're having a bad day? When someone really ticks you off? Or you just woke up in a bad mood? How many have had those days when you just woke up and it's like, it's going to be a bad day today? Christy has called me to the carpet on more times than not, and I say, I woke up, and I'm not even up out of bed. I'm sitting up at the edge of the bed. I said, it's going to be a bad day today. And she looked at me and she says, well, it is now. Because you've already determined that it's going to be. Our very attitudes, before we say anything, before we do anything, our very attitudes will determine how much of the light of Christ shines in us. It's easy to show it when the days are good. How about when things are really bad? You see, the light inside you doesn't change. But you and your reaction to your circumstances do. Just let that sink in. Now, how much light do you let out by yourself? When you're in church? When you're around friends who are not Christian? Strangers in the grocery store? People who wronged you. Just remember that all the darkness alone in this world cannot put out the light from a single candle. Will you let the light of Christ in you shine out? Or cover it up and hide it. Praise team, you can come on up. You need to let the light shine that is in you for the world to see. The light's still on. That doesn't change. You. Christ is the light. He is the Word. We were in darkness before Him. We still battle darkness every single day. The war that is in us is daily. Let the light shine. Let what you know, what you felt, how God has changed you. Don't you want that for others? Don't you want that for your family, for your friends, for anybody that you come in contact with? Think of how far, how much God has done for you. That same applies to everyone. When He came down and provided a way and gave us hope.